Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 203 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
You said your name was Vasquez, you stupid ass.
No, that was my twin brother.
I feel not interested in being on the show, I'm sorry.
How do you get my number is what I want to know.
I just have it. I'm Vasquez, I have everybody's number.
How?
It's on
you
a list.
Get
I have
Vasquez.
Please leave your message for
Vasquez.
Hello? Hello, is this Miss Portillo?
Yes.
Odio Portillo?
Odelia, yeah.
No, that's wrong. I'm sorry, that's incorrect. This is Baskets calling.
Okay.
Ma'am, that's not how you pronounce that. You have to pronounce both of the names the same.
Odelia Portillo is how you pronounce my name.
You're not even pronouncing the O at the end of Portillo. Or Portillo.
No, it ends with an A. I know my name. It ends with an A.
No, it's
an
P-O-R-T-I-L-L-O.
Why are you calling me and telling me how to pronounce my name?
Why are you pronouncing it wrong? That's a much more important
question. Why are you calling me and telling me?
Man, this is important.
I know you're concerned about how I pronounce my name, but I'm not too concerned, so
what's
how can I assist you?
What's concerning to the public? How do we keep track of you people if you're, like, changing your names?
Why you keep who is this?
People who don't have an established pronunciation of their names can just get away with stuff.
Where can I meet you so you can teach me?
Please stop threatening me. I'm just
working. Oh my god, you're sensitive.
No, I'm a concerned neighbor. I'm calling because I can't figure out how to pronounce your name.
Oh my god. Can you call at a more convenient hour then?
It's not that late. It's barely late.
It's 10:27 on a Thursday.
It's a Thursday. Loosen up. Unbutton your buttons on that shirt you're wearing. Have a nice day. It's like 10.
Yes, wow.
What?
Are you done?
No, but you're taking this too seriously, and you're not focusing on the important stuff.
I don't know what you want. You called me.
Say the last name again.
I don't know. You say it.
Portillo. Adilo Portillo.
It's not how you say it, but okay.
How do you say it?
Either way, whatever I say, you're probably going to say I said it incorrectly.
Well, I just don't understand how you're pronouncing Odelio and Portillo.
Yeah, but this isn't English. But this isn't like a lecture or anything where I have to teach you anything. You called me, so how can I assist you?
Well, what do you do for a career?
Why are you asking me this question?
I'm just trying to learn.
How do you get my number is what I want to know.
I just have it. I'm Baskets. I have everybody's phone number.
Did
it's on
you
a list.
Get
I have...
Okay. And where are you calling from? If my number's on the list, where are you
calling
from?
Well, I'm the manager. I have a large access to the list.
Of the list.
It's the list with
the
all the names and the phone numbers.
The list of all the names to what?
People that I have to call. I think
why do you have to call these people? Why do you have to call these people? Can I ask why?
Well, are you still in El Paso?
No.
No? Well, then you don't even have to worry about it now, do you?
Okay, then we good. You have a good day.
I'll keep this on file. Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye. She didn't know that I know that she lives in Connecticut because that's where we're calling today.
Thank you for calling Denny's on Bladensburg Road. This will be a pickup order.
Hi, yes, this is a pickup order.
Okay, ready when you are.
Okay. Do I order it over the phone or?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
ready
you said
when you are.
Like the food will be ready when I am, or you mean the order? I'm sorry, I'm confused. Could we just restart? I'm really confused by this phone call.
Well, you called here.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get some food, man. Order. This is really complicated. I just want some food, yeah.
Okay, well, what's your order?
Yeah, I was just going to order to go. I would like some breakfast foods. What's the combo today?
They have a super slam.
Okay, I don't know. Is that big? Is that like a lot of food? Ever since I had my small intestine shrink, I can't eat a lot.
Word. Alright.
Is it a lot of food? Oh, he hung up. Oh, he gets it. It's a prank call. He should get an award. Should award these members of society.
Danny's on Blaine's with Raw, may I assist
you? Yay, what do you recommend for the food?
I recommend the Sriracha Spicy Burger.
Okay. I knew a girl named Sriracha. She's a comedian. She's a comedian's girlfriend.
Get out of here.
No, for real, man. There's also a Tech N9ne song named Sriracha.
Would you like that with seasoned fries or wavy fries?
Wavy fries.
Can I get a name for this order, sir?
Baskets. BASKETS. And you said that'll be ready whenever I'm ready?
Yes, sir.
Can I get it now?
Oh, no, there's no way it's going to just pop up like that, sir.
Oh, so you lied to me. Are you misrepresenting yourself? Can I talk to the manager? No. I'd like to talk to the manager.
Come on. You want to speak to him? Hello?
I'm waiting. Yes. Hold on. Manager, please.
Danny's on Blaine's with Raw. How may I assist
you? Hey, Smelly, you didn't give me the manager. I want to talk to the manager.
On hold for the manager.
No, just give the phone to the manager.
I put you on hold for the manager.
I can't be on hold. Go get the manager.
Hey, sir, hold on while I go get the manager.
Don't you put me on hold. Don't you dare. Wow.
Thank you for holding.
Hello, I'd like to talk to the manager.
Mm-hmm. This is he. The same guy I was just talking to, right?
Wait, what do you mean this is he, that you're the manager? I was trying to talk to the manager.
How can I help you?
I was put on hold.
How can I help you?
I have a complaint.
Yeah.
That's how you can help me.
This is the manager. How can I help you?
That lady that was on the phone a minute ago, that sissy lady, wouldn't take my order. And now you're not...
A lady?
Yeah,
There's no female here.
He's a man, but he's a little bit of a, a little twinkie. Well, that guy sure showed me. And seriously, thank you guys for listening to this episode 203 of The Prank Caller's Guide, found at patreon.com/ASEPresents or ASEPresents.com.
Andrew?
Hello, I'd like to speak to Andrew, please.
Who's calling?
This is Baskets.
From?
What do you mean? I'm from New York.
How can I help you?
Where are you from, nosy? Being all nosy. I had a complaint, but I want to speak to the owner, not just like some employee.
Yo, hold on.
Faster.
Hello?
Hi. I'd like to do an order over the phone.
You want to do an order? What kind of an order? Some pickup, you mean?
And like a pickup order. Yeah.
Why didn't you give it to the gentleman who was on the phone with you?
Oh, well, we just thought it would be better if you took the order. Because you're like...
I don't take the order.
You're in charge.
You don't get to decide who takes the order. You have the order or not.
Hey, that's really rude, buddy. Do you want to make something here?
You're speaking rude to me.
Hey, pal.
You're speaking rude.
I asked for you because I wanted to talk to you.
I don't have time for this.
I wanted to talk to you. I wanted to be a friend. Being mean to me?
Andrews.
Hi, I'd like to place an order over the phone with anyone available to take
Hello?
My order. Hi, can I place an order over the phone? Turn order.
Yeah, I'm not going to take your order.
I want to place an order. I'm Baskets. I live in New York.
What?
I like eating there. I eat there every Saturday. My name is Baskets.
Hold on a second.
I just want to order food.
Hello?
Hi, I'm just trying to order food.
Go ahead, order it.
Okay, I would like eggs. I would like the eggs first, whatever the biggest egg meal you have is. I don't know if that's a breakfast combo or what.
You're going to pick this up to take out, right?
Yes, I would like to come pick it up.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know what else goes on. Like, you'd have to walk me through the combo a little bit. Is it like, I don't know what kind of meats you have. I'd like meats, some kind of a flat cake, whether it's pancake or waffle, just as long as it's made with dough of some sort, some kind of a bread.
Okay, pancakes?
Yeah, pancakes works. And can you cook those?
Pancakes and eggs?
Yeah, pancakes, eggs, and
sausage?
Meat. Yes, sausage.
Okay.
Okay.
Anything else?
Yes. Can I have the owner's name?
You don't need the owner's name.
I would
you
like
want
to...
give me an order, you give me an order. You don't want to give me an order, hang up. Don't waste my time.
I just want to come in with the plate and throw it at the owner. Just dump it on his head. The eggs.
Good enough.
Can I do that? No, I can't do that.
You want an order? Give me an order.
I think his name is Andrew.
Hello?
Hi,
this is Mary.
Hi, Mary, it's Baskets.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Hello? You can't hear me. Oh, no. Hear me better.
No, not really. Hold on.
Hello?
Hey, who is this?
Hello?
Hello?
Who's this?
Who is this?
This is Baskets. I was calling for Mary.
Who is this?
This is Baskets from the council. I was calling to talk to Mary.
What council?
From the council in the town.
Okay. What do you want?
I was just calling to speak to Mary. I'm confused about the other person.
Alright. Hello, can I help you?
Hi, yeah, who was on the phone just now? I have to talk to you about city secrets. Can't be having...
Oh, give me a break.
Hello?
Hello, who's this again?
Yeah, hey, stop fucking calling here!
I haven't called, except once. You're just passing the phone around. Okay, guys, at this point, I could continue to make calls, which I'm going to do, but I have to go do some other stuff first. Some Baskets-related stuff. I am back from my Baskets break. I have put away my laundry baskets, and everything is taken care of. I'm going to put on some more miscellaneous music in the background while I make these calls. I'm going to call some people up, and we're going to talk about it. About stuff. About, you know, what the show's about. Which is about calling everyone. So we're going to call everybody. We've called about 3,000 people today.
May be monitored and recorded.
Thank you for calling Toronto Lowling Toronto Low. Charlene speaking. How may I direct your call?
Hi. I was given this phone number to call a person named Ricky Ramos. Do they work there?
No.
Oh. Are you sure? This is the only number I have to contact him.
I'm 100% sure.
Oh. Oh no, I don't know what to do.
I don't either.
My mom, she got in an accident this morning. This is the only number we had from my dad.
You're looking to speak with your dad because your mom got in an accident?
Yeah. And this is the only one number we have. Could you see if Ricky is there? Rich, maybe Richard?
No, we don't.
Rick?
We don't have, this is a law office you're calling, and we don't have anyone here by that name, and we're located in Connecticut.
Yeah, it's the 203 area code is where my dad lives.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Never mind then. Thank you.
Sorry about that. You're welcome.
Okay. Oh, man. I'm gonna get in trouble calling law offices on accident. Golly. And with that shit... I mean, yeah, the call maybe recorded thing should have told me something was up. But I don't know. Maybe it's just... Look, the list I have is for personal... It's for personal contact. It is not law offices. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, is this Arlene?
Yes.
Hi, this is Baskets. How are you doing today?
This is who?
This is Baskets. How are you doing today?
Baskets? I don't know you.
Yes, you do. Ma'am, this is Baskets Waterboy. I'm calling from the...
I know you?
Yeah. You should know me. Everybody in the neighborhood knows me.
Baskets.
Baskets.
I'm confused.
The Reeds, do you know them? They know me. Tyrone Reed, he knows me. The Williams, Melvin, he knows me. Anyway...
I don't know too many people's last names around here.
Oh,
I keep to myself.
Okay, but do you know Nancy? Or Mirtha? Or Paul? Nordrick? Britt? Michael? Alfonso? Kathleen?
Not really.
Oh, okay. Well, see, you don't know any of your neighbors here then. Ha, I'm one of your neighbors. Baskets. We've all actually got together. Have you been invited to the block parties? Or is it just because you're such a loner that you don't get invited to these things?
I've never been invited.
Huh. Well, that makes sense. That's why I'm calling you. The neighborhood, we all got together and we made a vote, and we're going to be kicking you out. We're forming a homeowners association. You're not going to be part of it.
You can't kick us out of our house.
Well, we can. We can file liens with the bank, and we can get them to do it.
Why would you do that? We've been here for over 50-something years.
But you don't socialize. You're not nice to anybody.
Who said I'm not nice?
You're not nice to people in public. We've got all kinds of reports at the block party every month. We talk about you guys. We're always talking about Arlene.
Well, you better... show yourself up at my door and talk to my husband about this,
well,
because...
is your husband around? Because he's, you know, he's
working.
Just as bad. Well, there you go,
he's
see?
He's working. I'm disabled.
Well, he's going to... Well, ma'am, being disabled is no excuse for being rude and not coming to block
I'm
parties.
I'm not rude. I'll be rude to you for lying to me.
I'm not lying to you. You're very rude. See,
then
you're yelling.
Show your face at my door and you talk to my husband tonight.
You know what? On the 11th, you can come over to the block party we're having.
I don't even know where you're having it.
Well, we're gonna have it at Martha's house, so it's gonna be at...
Who's Martha?
Martha Gonzalez. She's one of your neighbors at 209 Schofield Avenue. So...
I'm sorry, you gotta do better than that.
What? Do better than what? What do you mean?
You gotta talk to my husband.
No, we're banning you. Look, I have no interest in talking to him. We're gonna ban you. And your family, you can all just move somewhere else.
You can't make us move out of our house. I'm sorry.
Well, we can protest peacefully. We can have sign welders out
then
there.
Did you talk to our friend Craig? Friend Mike?
I haven't talked to Craig, but Mike Fuller?
Mike next door on 87...
Yep. Yep, that's Mike.
He's our best one. He's one of our best friends.
Well, he's voting against
Monica,
you, too.
She lives on one side of me.
That's crazy because Mike was there. Mike's voting against you. At 87
no,
Schofield?
Is.
Yeah, he's against you. I'm sorry. He's kicking you out, too. He doesn't like your husband.
What's your name?
My name is Baskets.
What's your first name?
Baskets.
And your last name?
Waterboy.
Is that your real name?
Yes, that is my real name.
And what's your address?
My address is 150.
150?
Yeah. Now look,
Schofield?
Yeah, Schofield. We all live on Schofield together. We're all neighbors, except you're not part of the neighborhood. You never come over. You've never brought me a cake, a fruit cake, or anything when I moved in.
Why would I do that? I don't know you.
You've lived here the longest out of all of us. You never brought any of us welcoming gifts.
Well, you know what?
Look, I'm Baskets Water. Spell my name. Spell my name, and I'll try to convince them not to kick you out. Spell it for respect. B. Like, just start with the letter B and then spell it out.
Yeah, the way it sounds looks like the basket you carry.
Well, yeah, exactly. I want you to spell it out so I know you won't forget me.
It's B-A-S-K-E-T-S?
Thank you. That's all I've asked for ever is a little bit of respect, and maybe you wouldn't be kicked out of our new homeowners association here. We're starting the Schofield Homeowners Association. The whole street's going to start being a part of it, and if you're not an active member and coming to all the block parties, you're going to be kicked out.
What's your phone number?
My phone number?
Yes.
It is... Hold on just a moment. Let me grab my business number for you. It is 1-203-336-3175.
3175?
3175.
Okay.
Seven, like, avenged sevenfold.
3175.
Yeah, 3-1, and then the seven is S-E-V-E-N, like,
mm-hmm.
7-5.
Got it.
Could you spell it back?
Spell what back? I got the number is 203.
Yeah. No, could you, but it's T-W-O. Z-E-R-O. We gotta make sure you got the numbers correctly.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Well, no, I want you to give the number back to make sure you got it right, but if you spell it out, it's better. You'll be more correct. There's a chance that I could mishear a three for another letter that sounds like it, but if you do like a, if you say one and then you go two, but instead of two you say T-W-O, I would know that it's two. I can't accidentally hear something else.
So you don't understand what I'm saying.
So it's T-W-O? What's the next letter?
I have 203.
How do you... No, but you're not spelling them.
Why would I spell it, though? That's what I don't understand.
So that I don't mess them up, so there's no error. So that I know...
You know what I'm saying to you. It's just numbers, not letters.
But I could easily make a mistake. You could hear wrong. Yeah, there's problems there. We need you to spell them.
I don't have all that time, Baskets.
Yeah. What? What do you mean? It does not take much time to say T-W-O. It takes more time to fight about it.
I can say 2-2-W-O, yes, but how about...
Okay, next letter... The next letter is zero. Z-E-R-O.
Oh, my
Hurry,
God.
Do the three, do the three. It's your turn.
You know how to spell three.
You spell it.
You know how to spell six.
Yeah?
And then your number's 3175. You can't understand
T-H-R-E-E.
That?
T-H-R-E-E. Now your turn. You spell one.
This is ridiculous, Baskets.
Spell one, please. We're playing a game.
Yeah, I wish you'd just come over and meet my husband first before you do anything, because this is...
Can you be out by Thursday morning?
We're not going anywhere.
Well, if that's the case, then you'll be sovereign citizens. You will not be part of our homeowners association, but you'll have to pay the homeowners association fees. We're going to install a basketball hoop in the street next to your house, because that's going to be the designated park area as soon as we've convinced you to move out.
Oh, we're going to talk to our friend Mike.
Can I talk to your friend Mike? Can you give me his phone number?
I don't have his phone number. We can talk to him as we see him outside.
Okay, I'm going to call Michael Fuller. He's on my list, and I'm going to see if that's your friend Mike. What's your husband's name again? I forget these things.
Gus.
Okay, I'm just going to call him. I'm going to say, I'm Gus, I'm going to convince him that Gus is being mean to him. Isn't that funny?
No, it isn't funny. You're not being funny.
What if he believes me? Wouldn't that be silly?
Because he knows Gus.
Well, I'm going to call him.
Do that.
Hey, do I sound more like Gus when I talk like this or like this? What's he sound like?
You don't sound like anyone I know.
What's your best impression of Gus?
Gus? My husband?
Yeah, do yours. Do your impression of him.
My impression? He's a well-liked, outgoing...
No. Like, what's your... Like, do a vocal impression. Like, hello, I'm Gus. Like, what's your best Gus impression?
I can't do his vocal impression.
Just try. Come on, use your imagination, Arlene.
No.
Give me something to work with here. How am I going to convince Mike that I'm Gus?
Then you go and do it yourself. You go talk to Greg.
Who's Greg?
Wife.
Ooh, I'm going to find Greg.
Greg lives next door to Mike.
Okay.
In the next house. He's also a friend of ours.
Okay, I'll
go talk to Monica. She lives on the on the other side.
Okay.
First floor.
Yeah. We're going to kick all... They're all on our side. You don't understand. We're all working together. They all came to the meeting, and they voted to kick you straight out.
I got house things to do. I got to get going.
One more time before you leave, could you spell baskets for me?
I just did.
Just one more time.
I did it before. I'm not doing
B-
this again.
B-A... Come on.
No.
Here, I'll say a letter, you say a letter. And we'll do it really fast, and then we'll be done. So
just
I'll say...
Basket Florida boy, that's all I know.
I'll be like, B? Come on, fast. B?
Basket, I'm done.
B? You just say A really quick.
No.
I say B, you say A. Ready, B?
No.
A-S? K?
No.
E?
No.
T?
No.
S! Baskets! Goodbye! Holy shit. Oh my god. Why did...
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
Hello?
Hi, my name is Baskets. I'm your neighbor.
Hi.
You didn't answer the phone that first time. You sent me a voicemail.
Who are you looking for?
I'm sorry, what was that? I can't hear you. You're breaking up. Could you go somewhere with a better signal, maybe?
Hello?
Hi, okay, now
sorry.
I can hear you. Hi.
What is this call regarding?
Oh, hi, it's Baskets. I live over on Joan Drive, and I'm pretty sure you do too, right? Am I wrong on that?
In Connecticut?
Yeah.
And they ask what the call's regarding?
Well, I'm calling from this 203 area code number list, and I'm calling you because you're my neighbor. That's where I got your number.
Okay.
Anyway, it was this list that has the 203 area code.
Okay, yeah. May I ask you what the call's regarding?
Yeah, well, I just told you. That's what it was regarding. Or what do you mean by that?
Did you just want to chat?
Oh, no, like, No, I just needed to contact my neighbor. I don't know her name. So I don't know your name.
Okay. So I live in D.C.
Oh, no.
And, hello?
Hi, I think the call disconnected.
Hi, so why do you need to reach your neighbor?
Oh, is Ting Yin Zhang? That's who I'm trying to reach.
Yes, what do you need to talk to me about?
Oh, hi, this is Baskets. Baskets? I'm actually your neighbor. Maybe it's your parents' house. I don't know. If you're in D.C., I don't understand.
So are you looking for, like, is there something wrong with the house?
Yes.
What is it?
I don't feel comfortable just telling anybody. Can you confirm, please? Just confirm. Confirmation level 1 through 5. Are you who I asked?
But I also don't know who you are.
I really want to tell you. I'm baskets. I really want to tell you what's going on with the house. But I shouldn't just tell people, you know?
So,
you know those roofing people that were out there? They've been smoking in the house all morning. I don't know if they're allowed to be in the house, but they shouldn't be smoking. That's for sure. But they've been getting off the roof, coming down and smoking, going right back up there since like noon. It's been an hour or so. I don't know. It's been crazy.
So, I have no idea.
They're going up on the roof.
About.
And then they're smoking in the house. The roofers.
What is your address on Drone Drive?
45.
Okay.
I'm just watching. I'm just looking at these roofers that are tearing the shingles off. And every once in a while, they go in the house. And they're making a bunch of noise. They're taking stuff outside to fix it, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what they're doing. But.
Well, thank you for calling me. I'll pass it along. I'll pass the message along.
Oh, to your parents. Can I get their phone numbers from you?
I'd rather call them. Thank you.
Oh, are they... Actually, I think I have their number. I have their names, I think. One's with a D and one's with a J. So...
I would prefer to reach them myself. Thank you.
Why would you prefer it? Can you three-way them on now so I can tell them what's happening? Damn it. I'll just try to help my new family, the Zangs, and they're not wanting my help, so moving on.
Good afternoon, Cameron Milford.
Hello, I'd like to speak to the manager, please.
Which one?
Just whoever is the most in charge of all right, of
on,
you
please.
People.
Hold on, please.
Hurry up.
Hello, this is Tim.
Hi, Tim. Are you the manager?
Yes, I am.
Hi, my name is Baskets. I'm calling on behalf of Dan Malloy.
Okay.
Yes, we're preparing a trip through town right now through and I was hoping there's a way we could clear the store out for him.
What do you mean, clear the store out?
Is there a low point in your business today? In your business times?
For what? I don't understand what you're trying to
accomplish. Oh, for Dan Malloy.
Yeah, what are you trying to do, specifically?
He's the governor. He's just coming through the...
What are you trying to do?
He's just trying to come through the store. He asked me to call ahead and try to get the store cleared out. We can't...
Yeah, no, that ain't going to happen.
It's a state of political unrest. You got to understand his concerns.
Yeah. That ain't going to happen.
Is there a way... Do you have an amount of staff that could maybe help him get around the store securely then?
We're in liquidation.
Yeah, that's why he chose this location. It's the easiest one that he could clear out. So.
Well, what does he want to come in here? We're not taking any kind of publicity or photography, nothing like that.
Oh, he's trying to avoid all that, too. That's why he chose the location that's not trying to promote themselves.
Yeah.
He just wants to slip in.
I have a minimal staff. There's nothing I can't help you.
He just wants to get some items, sir. He has the right to shop anywhere, regardless of your political
beliefs. He can come in, but he can come in.
How dare you?
He's going to have to escort himself, you know?
Well, we'll bring in armed guards.
That's fine. Will
the employees there be okay with an armed guard being around him?
Yeah, sure.
They're all going to have guns.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. You know what? I'm always getting the impression it's a prank call. Like, I don't know why I feel that way.
Why would you... I don't know why you would feel like that either. This is not something to prank about.
Yeah.
This is the everyday political goings.
Well... Come on in, man. He's welcome to shop here.
Yep, we'll be there in about 45 minutes. We are going to need you to go ahead and close the lights off. Just shut those down so nobody comes in until we get there.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I'll see you later. You have a good
Please.
Day.
Please. No, sir, don't.
Hey,
this
you
is
know
not
what?
A joke.
I take this as
this
a prank
no joke.
Call.
This
I'm
not a prank.
Hanging up.
You're not hanging up. He hung up. He was hanging up. I was wrong. What is my verbiage in the show? shut those down. We're going to close those lights off, everybody. Let's keep calling more people in Connecticut about Dan Malloy.
Thank you for calling J.C. Penney at the Danbury.
Wait while I transfer your call.
Hello, J.C. Penney Windows.
Hello?
Yes?
Hi, I need to speak to the manager.
Okay, just 1 minute, okay?
No, not okay.
I will transfer your call, just let me...
Just have him come to you. No transferring. Do not transfer the call, please. This is very important. If the line is broken, we cannot establish the contact.
So I have to contact my manager, where that manager is. So just hold on.
No, please don't transfer me, though. If you transfer, please don't transfer me. Just have them come to you.
Don't transfer me?
Do not transfer. No.
I have to transfer.
No transfer. Put the phone down and have the manager come to the phone.
She actually doing it?
Yes.
People are fucking stupid.
Yeah. Because this just seems unnecessary, right? Like, isn't that funny?
Manager's gonna be like, why didn't you just transfer them?
Yeah.
No!
Thank you for calling J.C. Penney. How may I help you?
Hi. I was transferred and I didn't ask to be transferred.
Okay. Can I help you with something?
Yeah, I'm trying to speak to the manager of the store.
Yes, how can I help you?
Are you the manager of the store?
Yes, I am, sir.
Oh, okay.
That's why
thank you.
I'm on the call with you.
Oh, yeah. Could you please, like, identify yourself? Sorry, you
My name is Lisa Murray.
Okay, my name is Baskets. I'm calling on behalf of Dan Malloy. We are coming.
Okay.
We are on our way past that location, and we would like to stop there.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to need to weed out.
Oh,
any...
okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Don't you
Sorry,
dare.
There's an echo.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Just one moment. Let me get rid of that echo. Okay, listen. Listen here, ma'am. Dan Malloy's coming through. We can't have any of your employees doing shenanigans that could affect him. We can't have any of that hold shenanigans where that lady put me on hold like that, not listening to my instructions.
Okay.
Because this is a high-profile man. He is hated by most of the state right now. These are very...
Okay.
The upcoming elections are making this a politically tense era for him. We're going to need the store basically as secure as you can make it in the next 40 minutes, 45 minutes.
Okay, as far as what do you mean that you need from?
Do you have the double doors, the doors on each side of the place?
Do we have, we have three entrances on each of our.
Can you make it so that one of them is a secure entrance that only Mr. Malloy can go through?
Unfortunately, I can't lock it for fire and safety purposes.
You don't lock any.
Can't.
No, no. You just leave one that's secure for Mr. Malloy. You guard it. You don't block it. If there's a fire, you let people out. Duh. But if there's not a fire, do you understand?
Okay. Would you like me? Let me put you in contact with my district AP manager.
Oh, so you're not the manager. You're not the manager.
I'm the store manager, but I'm not the...
Mr. Malloy is not going to deal with you.
Sir, there's really no need to mock me. I'm just I'm the store manager.
Okay, well, is the man there to talk to about this? Mr. Malloy is 39 minutes out. We're going to be there in 39 minutes.
I can give you the number of the district asset protection manager.
Okay, just a moment. Let me grab a pen. I wasn't expecting to have to do homework. Okay, what's the number?
Hold on 1 second. I'm just getting that for you.
You don't have it.
Sir, I have to pull it. You do have to just give me a second. It's 860.
860. That's not a 203 number.
No, but she's the district asset protection manager.
Okay.
860.
Yeah, I know. Not 203.
40. 402.
Okay. Why would you give... Is this her personal number or business number?
That is her business number.
Your name's Lisa Marie.
Yeah, correct, yes.
Why are you just giving away, like, information like this on the phone to people? You're so dumb. Oh, my God.
Well,
how would she feel about this? You're just, like, giving out her phone number. It's not a 203 number, so I can't call it.
But she's the district asset protection manager, so she covers different areas.
No, I'm only calling 203 numbers, ma'am. You're fucking me up.
All right, but sir, you don't have to use profanity with me either.
I didn't use profanity. That's fucking, shut up.
Okay, sir. Sir, you really do not have to use profanity with me. I'm trying to put you in touch with the district asset protection manager, and you're cursing at me. I'm trying to get you in touch with who you need to speak with,
listen, I'm just saying that what you're doing right now is bullshit. I want a 203 number. Give it to me.
She doesn't have a 203 number. She's the district asset protection manager, so she covers areas.
She's the district asset protection manager. See how you sound silly? You sound silly.
Well, what is your name then?
My name is
Baskets.
Because
I'm trying to help you, and you're cursing at me, and I'm trying to help you, and that's really not necessary when I'm trying to assist you and put you in contact with who you need to be in contact with.
In contact with who? My name is Baskets, B-A-S-K-E-T-S. Can you spell that back for me so I know you got it?
Yeah, you could go ahead and repeat that. I was getting paper.
Oh, my gosh. B-A-S... K-E-T-S. Your turn.
Okay, and your first name?
No, that is my first name. You read it back.
Okay,
now.
Your last name. B-A-S-K-E-T-S.
No, it's B-A-S-K-E-T-S, not B-I, that'd be Biscuits.
My fucking name's not
Biscuits.
All right, sir.
You called me Biscuits.
You need to really stop cursing at me
because it is really unnecessary.
I haven't cursed at you once,
you
sir.
Called
so
me
I
Biscuit.
Don't quite understand
That's...
why you're saying...
You know that expression, mother-licking biscuit? That's like saying motherfucking bitch. So it's like you're calling me a bitch.
I've never heard that, and those words did not come out of my mouth.
You
so
called
I'm
me a bitch.
Like
you said B-I-S-K-E-T-S. That's bitch. I know.
Actually, I said B-A-S-K-E-T-S. Mm-hmm.
You're
not
full of
B-I-S.
B-S. That's for sure. Ma'am?
Yes.
Are you going to solve my problem or just keep being a biscuit? See what I did there?
Sir, I will help you if you stop cursing at me.
Biscuit,
but if you continue
biscuit,
to curse
biscuit,
at me, there's nothing
biscuit,
I'm going to do.
Biscuit,
with.
Biscuit. Biscuit. Hey, ma'am.
Yes.
Can you spell my name again, but spell it right?
I already spelled it back for you, so I don't need to spell it again, so...
You didn't get my last name, though, because you're bad at this.
I did ask for it, and you wanted me to repeat
Waterboy.
Your name back, which I did.
It's Waterboy. W-A-T-U-R-B-O-I.
All right, then.
Good job, Biscuit, Biscuit, Biscuit.
All right, then. Is there anything else I can help you out with today?
Well, I would like to, one biscuit... Two biscuit.
All right.
Three biscuit.
That's fantastic.
Four biscuit.
Excellent.
Five biscuit.
I hope you enjoy those.
Six biscuit. Seven. Eight biscuits. Can I get nine biscuits?
All right, are you all set now?
I'd like 10 biscuits, please. Give me the biscuits.
Have a good one.
Give me the biscuits.
Have a nice day.
Bitch.
Bye-bye.
Hang up.
Make them out of solid pine, oak, maple, cherry, and mahogany.
Hello, this is Dan.
Hello there. This is Dan. You're selling the custom furniture?
Yes. Hi, how are you?
I am doing very good. I'm calling on behalf of my cousin's birthday.
Very nice.
His name is Baskets, so I thought as a joke I would get him a custom-made basket. Thought that'd be funny.
All right.
What's your thing?
Do you have pictures or anything you can send me?
Of my cousin?
No, of something that he wanted to build. Basket.
You just moved your head very far away from the phone. I did not hear that sentence.
All right. Do you have pictures of a style basket you'd like me to build that you can send?
No. I would leave it up to the builder's discretion. Who am I to tell the craftsman what to craft?
Well, so, no. It
would just be a mahogany basket with the handle.
What size?
What sizes could you do?
Any size. Everything is custom built.
What is the average basket size? You're not helping me very much. I am not a custom furniture connoisseur.
All right. Well, you know, it depends what your budget is. What are you trying to spend on that basket?
You're being very rude. I would like to get a gift for my cousin. I did not bring up money. It was rude of you to do.
No, it's not rude of me to do. I'm a business. And I'm
I can spend as much money as the as the basket cost. I could spend.
Okay. All right, send me a picture of a basket style you like.
I told you, I do not have a particular basket size or style I like.
All right, sir, is this some kind of joke?
No. No.
All right.
I'm trying to get a basket.
All right.
Dan.
Michael's or Joanne Fabrics, they have inexpensive baskets there.
I can't hear you. You keep moving away from the phone. He hung up. He's not good at this.
Because it's baskets is evil.
Thank you for calling Bed Bath & Beyond Danbury. This is John. How may I direct your call?
Oh, you're a person. Whoa.
I'm a person.
You have a really good phone voice, sir.
Thank you.
I would just like to talk to whoever deals with returns. I got a faulty product, so.
What kind of return is it?
Well, I got a basket and it's not working. It broke already. Just immediately. It doesn't hold anything. So.
Yeah, do you have the receipt and all?
I do have that. Yes, the receipt. But I'm more concerned about really just making sure this doesn't happen to anybody else.
Yeah, would you like to speak to a manager?
Yes, please. That'd help me a lot. What is your name?
My name is John.
Thanks, John. You're a good person.
You're welcome. Hold on, please.
God shines down on you today. Oh.
That was the best pickup you've ever had.
I know. Copyrighted music. Copyrighted on YouTube.
Thank you for holding, Kevin. How can I help you?
Hi, Kevin. You sound a lot like John. You all have really good phone voices.
I've been in retail a long time.
Hey, I've been in retail for a while, too. How do you like my voice? I do radio also, occasionally. It's more of a podcast situation. So, I was talking to John, and he told me that you'd be able to give me a refund and patch this situation up real quick. I came in earlier today, and I got a basket, and I was promised that the basket could hold up to 25 pounds. However, when I left with the basket, I realized that it's not holding anything I put in it. So.
Okay. Yeah, bring it back in.
It's just full of holes. And I just want to make sure this doesn't happen to anybody else who's trying to carry water in their baskets. Can you take them off the shelves?
What basket was it, sir?
It was the $40 Whitmore rectangular. I can barely speak sometimes. It's crazy that anybody would listen to me on a podcast. But rectangular Whitmore baskets.
Whitmore I'm not sure if I know what that one is.
All of the water I put in this basket came out immediately. It's no good for helping me clean my fish tank.
So it was like a bucket?
It was a basket. I wouldn't use a bucket. I have class.
But I guess I'm confused. Baskets typically aren't used for water.
What do you mean?
Baskets.
It was a large basket that they said would hold up to 25 pounds of liquid if I put it in there, if I wanted to. So.
Okay, if you bring your receipt in the product, then I can definitely
well,
email
that's
someone
not fixing
corporate.
The problem. The problem is that this basket's leaking.
Yes, sir, but I don't know what one you're talking about, so when you bring it in, then I'll be able to look at it.
Well, but no, you don't understand. I just need a basket that's not going to leak. So, you don't really have to know which one I have. No. You just have to know which one doesn't leak.
All right, sir. Baskets are not meant to hold water. I don't know if we're
cranking
here or...
Who decided that? No, they're just... Right. It's a utility. I'm carrying
right,
water
sir.
With
me. I've got a lot of work to do. Thank you very much.
Don't lie. He doesn't have to lie about it.
Foremost Outfitter.
Yuck.
Wait while I transfer your call.
Yeah. Copyright strike. Copyright strike. This piano was written by someone who owns the rights, and it's not baskets. Copyright strike. Copyright strike.
Holy shit.
Holy shit.
Thank you for calling Tampa Cabela's. Please hold.
No, thank you. I would not like to hold. Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Can I speak to the manager, please?
One second, Chief.
That is so rude.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I just sent a message over. Give me one second.
What?
I'll just transfer you over.
Are you having a stroke?
No.
Are you okay?
Unfortunately, no.
Unfortunately,
yes, I'm fine.
Ma'am, don't wish for a stroke.
Sorry, no.
Do you mean
fortunately? Yeah, that's what I meant. Sorry,
oh, God.
My words.
I'm so worried for you. Are you having a stressful day?
No.
Oh.
No stress.
Okay.
Just a little injury I'll get over.
Oh, I'm so sorry that happened to you. Can I yell at somebody else? Because I don't want to be mean to you.
Oh, no, that's no problem. Let me send you over to the manager.
Whoever you don't like.
Carla.
I'll
second.
Yell at them. Yeah, Carla. I'll tell her she's a bitch. Oh, man.
She's so nice.
I know. I get a lot to deal with these situations. Were they nice to me? Or were they sad? Like, because they're people, too. Kind of. I don't know. Why do I care? Empathy's bad for a prank caller. Chill. Having feelings and shit.
You have reached Carla Zarlin, General Manager of Cabela's in East Hartford. I am unavailable to take your call right now, but please leave your name, number, and a brief
message,
and I'll return your call as soon as possible. Thank you, and have
a
great day.
Shit.
Record your message at the tone. When you are finished, hang up or press pound for more options.
Hey, Carla, this is Baskets. I was just calling, and I was talking to the girl at who answered the phone first before transferring me over to you, and you gotta start treating her better. She's injured. She's had a stressful day. I can tell that you're not providing any support whatsoever in the business right now because she's frantically transferring people around, and it sounds like she's having a panic attack. And then she talks to me, Baskets, and she's telling me that, like, oh, no, I'm okay. It's just an injury. I'll get over it. Like, give her some time off. Or, you know, some paid time off, Carla, you fucking bitch. There. For my friend, the front desk of Cabela's.
Hello?
Hello. Hi.
How are you?
I would like to the party pizza truck for a private event, please. Thank you.
That's great. Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Bridgeport.
Bridgeport. Okay. I saw your numbers from Syracuse, New York.
Well, that's where I used to live. If you've got to get all up in my business,
nice.
Where are you from, huh?
Oh, we're in Danbury.
I know you're in Danbury. Do you want to square up and make this a thing? Why are you calling me out for being from New York, huh, motherfucker? I just wanted pizza, but if you're going to be all fucking ready to go, we're going to... I'll show you pizza.
Let's get fucking ready to go, bro.
You think I'm scared
of
you?
That's how you want to talk?
Put your boss on the phone, you slimy little man boy. You're nothing.
The little man.
You're nothing to me. Put your boss on.
Okay, hold on. Let me put my boss on the phone, okay? Hold on.
Let's go. Hurry up.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
It's Anthony.
Hi, you're that bitch that was on the phone before? He was threatening to, like, battle me because I'm from New York. But I just wanted to get a pizza party catered. So I don't know what this is all about.
Sorry about that.
Like, it's not my fault I'm from New York.
Yeah, that's quite a fine. Okay, what do you like?
I don't know. I was just calling to see what you guys offer.
Yep, how many people you have?
We're going to have 26 members of the Congress there.
Mm-hmm.
26. It's a big number, I know, but it's 2-6. 2-6.
It's not a big number. The minimum we do is 30 people.
Oh, the minimum. Okay.
Yeah.
Then let's do one
is
for
that,
30
is
people.
Is $30 a person? Is
$30 a person?
Yep.
Okay. So, 30 people then. Just do the... What would it be for 30 people?
900.
Okay. Is there... What are the costs all going towards? Because I could expedite the cost.
It's, Where's the event take place?
Do what?
Where's the event takes place?
Oh, the event's going to be in Bridgeport.
Okay. It's a $100 travel fee.
Okay. $1,000?
$1,000 plus tax.
Could we... Okay, alternatively, if we had the event where you're at now, we'd get rid of that travel fee?
As long as it's, like, a mile from me, yes. But if I have to go, you know, over 3-4 miles, I still
okay. Well, then we can move the event to just right outside of your location.
Okay.
So, what's your address there?
You can't do outside my location. That's not a place to do a party, sir.
Well, this is America. We can have a gathering in any public space.
So. No, I think you're mistaken.
We're spending $900.
I have nothing to do with America.
You have nothing to do... Hey, sir, you're in America. Okay?
Listen. What's up? What's going on? This is a prank call? What the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't make prank
Just
calls.
Talk straight.
I'm talking straight. What's that supposed
to
mean?
I'm from Sicily, okay? Listen, don't fuck around with me. I go
You're
there,
Sicilian?
Slice your throat.
Holy shit,
yes,
I have a friend named Devin who's Sicilian.
Okay, good. So he knows how fucked up we are.
Well, he says that Sicarius means assassin.
Listen, I don't want to do a party for you, okay?
Can you confirm that? Does Sicarius mean assassin?
Okay, bye-bye.
No, please.
We'll have to do a party for you.
Hey, bye-bye. Shut up then. Hang up. Hang up right now. That's right. No balls. There he goes.
Oh, it's actually Meredith. It's a Meredith. It says Wally.
Hello, this is John.
Oh, hello. This is John.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Baskets. I was just calling about a mattress for Baskets. So.
Okay, how you doing?
I'm doing so fabulous. Like, freaking great. How are you doing?
Good. What are you looking for, I'm sorry?
I'm just looking for a mattress fit for a queen.
Okay. I have queen sets that start at $150 and go up from there.
Well, I was hoping for a king-size mattress. The queen thing's a metaphor. Queen mattresses are really small.
I got you. I agree. So I have kings that start at $350 and go up from there. Obviously, that's my cheapest one, but they start at that and go up from there.
Okay, and what are the prices like for renting?
For renting, I don't rent mattresses.
Hold on, I'm vaping. Just 1 second. Sorry.
Okay.
For renting? You were just giving me prices?
Yeah, we don't rent them.
Sorry, my Facebook Messenger is really loud. You were... Well, what can I do if I can't rent them? Can I lease to own?
Yes, we have financing like that, yeah.
Oh my gosh, see, now you're being a little more helpful. Silly.
Yeah.
Did you have a manager I can talk to who's not going to be useless?
You have a great day, okay?
No, I want to talk to your man. I'm vaping. I want to talk to your manager.
I like vaping, too.
Do you vape?
Yeah, I vape, man.
What do you vape? What flavor are you on right now?
Banana.
Oh, that's not bad. I've been vaping. What am I vaping, Nathan?
Whatever you want, baby.
No, I'm asking you what you're vaping so I can say I'm vaping it.
Dead Presidents Dead Roosevelt Presidents E-Liquid.
Roosevelt E-Liquid. Have you had that before, John? Oh, you hung up. I'm just like freaking talking.
Hello?
Hello, I saw the crab ad. The crabs.
Crab?
Yes, crab.
No, they sold out.
They sold out on the 6th. Fuck.
Yeah.
Knew it. Are you going to have any more?
No, not for now.
Were they red or blue crabs? What do you usually have?
They are red.
They're red. Did they start blue? Was it like they were red after you cooked them? Because some people have those blue crabs I heard about. Carlito told me about those. Blue.
No, these are not blue. They are red. They are.
Do you know Mi Hermano Carlito? Mi Hermano Carlito. From the Psycho Loco home he's from. He's crazy, that guy. Para el Insano Carlito is. You know? He's the horse. The big horse. How would I say horse in Spanish if I were going to do it derogatively?
How to say what?
Horse.
Horse, caballo?
Caballo. And cabeza is beer, correct?
Yeah.
Manteca, is that doll? I believe that's doll. Or maneca, one of those.
No, I don't know.
No, what's perro manteca? What's that mean?
Pollo?
Yeah. Yeah. What's that mean? Mucho papas frias es camarón diez. Oh, you hung up.